Okay, guys, welcome to another episode of the podcast where we explore the realms of positive psychology in order to help enrich areas of all of our lives. So today we're going to be diving into a very timely topic, and it's super exciting, and that is we're going to be brainstorming New Year's goal ideas. So it's that time of year when we get to reflect on our past year and look ahead to the future year with renewed energy and renewed hope. So first off, before we get started, I want to say that it's completely normal if setting New Year's goals feels a little bit daunting or overwhelming. That's completely normal. It's a process, and it's going to involve a little bit of introspection and a lot of self-compassion. So remember, you're not alone on this journey. I'm here with you. It's okay if it's hard. So we're going to do it together, and we're going to tackle this in a really positive and uplifting way. So let's start with fitness. So this is a really popular one, right? So let's approach it with kindness though, especially towards ourselves. So fitness isn't just about losing weight or building muscle or hitting new PRs. It's about taking care of your body. And your body is a beautiful vessel that's going to carry you through life, do what you need it to do. So whether it's a daily walk, yoga, dancing to your favorite music, or finding some sort of activity that brings you joy, remember, the goal is to just feel good. It's not just to look good. So focus on how you feel, not just how you look. The next thing is spirituality. So if you don't identify as religious, you're not very spiritual, feel free to skip this part. But to my fellow Christians out there are so many spiritual intentions we can set this year. So maybe you would like to deepen your relationship with Jesus Christ this year. Maybe this year you would like to use the atonement more. Whether you need the atonement to help you forgive someone, or you need the atonement to help you feel forgiven and to move forward with greater purity in your life, or you would like to use the atonement to receive healing, or peace in in areas where you've been hurting. This goal is so personal and it's going to look so different to everyone. And know that that is okay. Progress is so key here. And for those of you who are less religious, spirituality is also about connecting with something just larger than yourself. So finding meaning, and finding purpose in this chaotic world. So whether it's meditation, a nature walk, journaling your thoughts and feelings, just nurturing your spiritual self-care can lead to profound inner peace, and inner clarity. So again, everyone's goal here is going to look different. Yours might look like setting the intention to spend just a few minutes each day in quiet reflection. And it's just so amazing how such a small practice like that can bring such significant changes into our lives. So now I want to talk about education. So lifelong learning keeps our brains sharp. And it's going to keep our hearts curious too. So your goal here would be could be as simple as reading a book, one book a year, or maybe a book a month, or maybe you want to learn a new hobby or enroll in an online course and learn a new skill. But be willing to expand your horizons and be willing to embrace new knowledge and never underestimate the power of learning something new. It can be incredibly refreshing, and empowering. So the fourth topic on our list is relationships. This is a big one. We are social beings and our relationships play such a crucial role in our overall happiness. So this year, maybe you are considering to set a goal to nurture all of your relationships, or maybe you have a specific one. But maybe scheduling times to call a friend, or to set aside time to be present with your family during your daily interactions. Or maybe it's just focusing on the quality instead of the quantity of those reactions. And that's what truly matters. The next topic I want to talk about is personal development in your career. So it's super easy to get caught up in the day-to-day grind that we often lose sight of our bigger career aspirations. So this year, maybe set a goal to develop a new skill that can help pull that forward, or maybe seek a mentor that can help you in your personal development journey. Because personal development is so important, because it's also about learning to manage stress or becoming more assertive in order to get what you need out of your workplace. And so just anything that's going to bring you closer to the best version of yourself, focus on that. Lastly, I want to talk about nutrition. So nourishing your body with the right foods is not just about physical health. It's deeply, deeply connected to your mental and your emotional well-being too. So setting a goal in this area does not mean you have to jump on the latest diet trend or radically change your eating habits overnight. That's likely not going to be sustainable, but it is about making mindful choices one meal at a time. So maybe this year, your goal would be as simple as incorporating more fruits and vegetables into your diet. Maybe it's experimenting with new healthy recipes that you can find on Pinterest, or even just focusing on staying hydrated. So remember, it's about creating, the most important thing is creating a positive relationship with food, one that's going to celebrate nourishment and enjoyment, not restriction. And small, consistent changes in the way that we eat really can have a big impact. So don't underestimate your own capacity. And they're going to have impacts on your energy levels and your just overall health. So now, as we talk about setting goals for the new year, so just consider adding nutrition in a way that feels achievable and enjoyable. And you're going to be super amazed on how taking care of your body's nutrition can also be a form of powerful self-care that helps support all areas of your life. So with that, we've covered spirituality, we've covered fitness, education, relationships, and career and personal development, as well as nutrition. And so each of these incredible areas are going to offer a really unique pathway to enriching your life, and reaching your full potential. And maybe one of these areas don't stand out to you, and that's okay. You don't have to have a goal in all these areas. These are just ideas. This is a brainstorming session. But remember that it's okay to have big dreams, but it's also okay to start small. The most important thing is to be kind to yourself during this process. And remember that progress, not perfection, is what we're going after. I hope this episode leaves you guys feeling a little bit more inspired and ready to set meaningful and achievable intentions and goals for this next year. I believe in you guys. I'm excited to see where this journey takes us, and especially you guys. But until next time, keep smiling, keep staying positive, focus on the goodness around you, and do not forget to take care of yourself. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to leave me a review, or share it with somebody who might find it helpful. And if you are enjoying these bite-sized podcasts in general, please consider leaving me a rating on either Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever streaming platform you are on. And if you're ready to jump into the new year with a really awesome tool by your side, I recommend the Self-Pause app. It's an app my husband and I created for you guys. It has a lot of amazing free features as well as paid features, but there's so many free affirmations on there that it can honestly just help you rewire your brain just with that feature itself. So if you guys are interested in positive affirmations, go get a download. It's called Self-Pause. But until next time, I love you guys. Hope you guys have a great time.